Hello, everyone.
Hello. You've got a lot of memorable games with Green Bay over the years. When you go back to Favre, 2012, and what does this rivalry mean to you?
What it mean to me? Another opportunity to win a game. You know, it's of course there's a lot of hype built up around the game, being a divisional opponent, my rival. This week it definitely means a lot more. NFC title is on the line, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you like this being settled outdoors in natural grass in the cold?
Either or, you know, we can play on my basketball court, and I'll be ready to play for this one.
How do you look at it? They're 10-1-1 against you this decade. I mean, how do you look at that? Does that irk you, and you really need to want to get back at them now, or how do you look at that rivalry from that standpoint?
I really don't look at it. You know, I look at it as one game, and you know, the next game on, you know, on the schedule for us to win, and you know, of course, the importance of the game. But you know, I don't go back to the records and you know, the decade standings.
Inter, has this week brought back any thoughts for you of that 2012 game when you played them in the last week of the year, and you were close to the record and all that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it does. You know. You know, you get like a lot of different scenarios, and as far as you know, being possibly playing them again, you know, so it crossed my mind, but it's, you know, just kind of been brief, not really thinking about it too much.
You guys are really healthy, and that's an unusual thing of the year. Both guys sitting out, you know, a few games are coming back. Is this the best that you guys have been the entire year in terms of health and the way you feel about your team?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, getting Harrison back and involving more. You know, those guys are important, you know, for this team. And you know, the guys that came in, you know, while those guys was hurt, they did a great job of filling in and, you know, taking care of business. But it's not like having your starters, you know, bat. So this is definitely, you know, a good time for guys to be healthy and for us to be rolling.
Adrian, the win's obviously the important thing, but does rushing title, does that matter to you at all, getting another one of those?
Yeah, it does, you know, of course. You know, I'll have the opportunity to, you know, to do that this weekend, you know. So it's not something that I'm trying to focus on too much, you know. Of course, you know, I'm going to go out and always put my best foot forward. And I get a little advantage. I don't know exactly what I need, you know, going into the game, you know. So that's a perk. But ultimately, you know, my mind is winning an NFC title and, you know, doing my job and executing on every play that's presented to me. You know, I like turning people into believers, you know. And, you know, even when I win, people will still doubt me. And that's just the way of life, you know. You have people that believe, you have people that doubt you, say this and say that. That's just the way of the world. You know, you just have to stay in your lane and, you know, do what you do.
You would match Earl Campbell, I think, with three of them, if you get it this weekend. Was he a guy that you heard much about from your dad or watched any film of growing up, just being from Texas? Mm-hmm.
Well, his hometown is like a 30-minute drive from my hometown, Tyler, Texas, Tyler Rose, you know, so definitely knew a lot about him growing up and his running style. And was able to watch and look up film on him as well. And, you know, I get some of my aggressive running style from him and the way that he played the game and what he did at the University of Texas and his pro career as well.
Was that high school one that you guys played at all in Palestine? Was that close enough that you guys saw them in high school?
We actually never played them in football. We only seen them like doing track and basketball from time to time, tournaments.
Did you ever meet him?
This game, I mean, national TV Sunday night. It's the last game of the NFL season. Everyone's going to be watching. How do you like the stage you guys are on?
I love it, man. You know, I think we, you know, we deserve it. We have worked hard to put ourselves in a position to, you know, to get this NFC title. You know, so you know, it comes with it. You know, beginning of the season, no one, you know, would have, you know, thunk it. You know, but, you know, here we are. So we're just going to take advantage of it, you know, stay, you know, to stay calm and collect and go out and do what we do best.
Now, Kenny's played the last 3 weeks. How much more productive, confident does this offense feel?
Anytime your quarterback is playing at a high level, you know, you're feeling confident. And that's one thing I've noticed in Teddy. And I think I said this a couple of weeks ago. And just looking in his eyes, it's a different feel, you know, determination that I get from him when I look in his eyes. And he had displayed that the past couple of weeks. And, you know, I look forward to him doing that this Sunday as well.
A pretty good string of games at Lambeau. Anything you like about playing there, or is it just another stadium for you?
You know, the history around it, you know, it's always, you know, amazing experience driving up to the stadium. You know, you see houses around the stadium, kind of give you that high school feel. You know, of course, I love playing on grass fields as well. But this time it means, you know, it's, you know, you got to take what you want, you know, and going into it and that ride to the stadium, be locked in and ready to roll.
After last week, after clinching the playoff spot, Zimmer's message to the guys was, you know, we really haven't done anything yet. I mean, as a professional, do you like hearing that from your head coach, knowing that he's got bigger goals for you, that kind of match your own goals?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it just kind of coincide with, you know, with what, you know, we think and, you know, what we're thinking as well. You know, finish off, win the NFC, you know, North, and, you know, then start the real season, you know, and that's the playoffs, and having the opportunity to get to San Francisco is the ultimate goal.
Back to the rushing title, would winning one this year have any bigger impact or meaning for you than other years?
Yes, it could, bro. It could always be.
In a sense, but not really. You know, the 8 years I've played, actually played full seasons, you know, I've always envisioned winning, you know, and leading the league in rushing, you know, so it wasn't anything different coming into the season. I think people add more to it because of, you know, things that took place last year and, you know, people saying this about my age and so forth, but for me, it's something that I expect to accomplish every year.
Adrian, you mentioned something about your age last week. Tom Coughlin said you're running like you're 25 again. What does it mean to hear something like that?
You know, like I said, you got people that believe in you, and, you know, and you got people that don't, you know, and he just happened to be one of those guys that see my work and, you know, what I put into this game for what it is. So, you know, of course, it's a compliment.
You'd only be the second 30-plus-year-old to win the rushing title. How much have you paid attention to that, and what would that mean to you?
I paid attention to it a little bit. And I sit back, and just how I think, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe that. You know, it's like, it's hard for me to believe, you know. You know, because I see myself, you know, having the opportunity to win it a couple more years, you know. So, you know, it'll be, you know, it'll be special to join that group.
The job Mike Harris has done this year, shifting from tackle to guard, I mean, he seems to make a pretty good transition with Mike Harris. Mm-hmm.
You know, offensive line, we've had a lot of different moving pieces, and, you know, guys up front have did what's best for the team, and it's no different with Harris, you know, making this switch, and, you know, I feel like he's done a great job thus far.
Thank you.